Hi, I'm Sam Wilness.
And I'm Judah O'Malley.
And welcome to the backyard. And today we got a friend of Judah's here.
Yeah, it's Cyrus Paradale.
Hello, everybody.
My day one, my free lifer. My guy.
Me and Judah go way back. Like, we were pretty much born together. Like, there was the hospital, I was like right beside him. That's the type of thing.
So you're both from Sweden, is what I'm getting.
Yeah, sure, why not? Practically. Yeah,
technically. I don't remember becoming friends with Cyrus, honestly. He says we went to preschool together. I remember, I have no recollection of him in preschool.
So see, nobody remembers me in preschool, but I remember Judah vividly, and there's this one story.
Oh, let's hear this.
We were in this, like, playhouse thing. You remember those things where you had, like, a little makeshift kitchen?
Oh, yeah,
plastic,
yeah.
Stuff like that? Yeah. There was somebody in there with me fighting with me, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Judah, Superman, okay, walks in, like, grabs the guy and throws him out one of those, like, tiny windows. And since then, we've been good friends.
I don't remember this. All the first memory I have of Cyrus is when in kindergarten, of when I was talking to him, and then he introduced me to our other friend, Richard, but I couldn't pronounce Richard's name.
You couldn't pronounce Richard?
I was like six. I was six, Sam. That's a
time,
pretty hard name.
You got like Rick, Rich. Pretty simple words.
Okay, Einstein. Okay, not everyone's a genius like you, Sam.
Okay.
Yeah.
One question we seem to be asking as of late, because with the Superman thing, so you have like Super Saiyan powers, pretty much. You're just gifted with powers at birth. Okay. Are you a superhero or a supervillain?
So obviously, you know, everybody wants to do good, be goody two shoes, everything like that. But unfortunately, I'm gonna become a supervillain.
That's three for one, baby.
The thing is,
it's just too much power to do anything I want. Why would I spend all that power just to do something good? Save a dog out of a tree. I'd go robbing banks or something. Infinite money.
Exactly. Oh my god.
Imagine the lives you can save and inspire if you're a hero, though.
Imagine
getting a statue, inspire. Bro.
I could make a statue myself.
But it won't be the same.
Yeah, are you sure?
It wouldn't be the same.
You're developed followers of evil.
Think about this. You're dude. You make your own statue. That's kind of sad. No. If someone makes a statue for you.
Okay, but the thing is, what if you just have your devout evil followers build one for
that
you?
That seems evil worse. Even worse. Like, no offense. If I was a super evil person and I had followers and it got to the point where they made a statue of me, I'd start rethinking what I'm doing.
Why?
That's like, it's got to a point where I'm like, am I doing too much at this point?
I feel like I'd be like Cell, where it's like, yes, what I'm doing is good, not evil.
He's got a point.
I would, no, I don't get it.
You have too many morals, man. Just do the, like, kick a child or something.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not gonna say I've never thought of that, but like, it's horrible to think of. like the offhand kid falling, yeah, I'll laugh, but like, I'll never be like, oh, let's kick him while he's down.
To like influence that kid's walking, just like a little beam right there, create a hole where their shoe is, and then they trip.
That's horrible stuff.
Like, you could change his entire future just with that little moment.
Yeah, exactly. But like, if you do something good to this kid could become like the greatest person ever. He's like, oh man, he was so nice to me. Maybe I should be nice to someone next. And then like, it's like a butterfly effect. And then someone's nice to someone else. And someone's nice to someone else.
Sure. Or you could just make him become like their sidekick or something like that.
Exactly.
And you have your little dude, and then he becomes like you one day.
Yeah.
Another super. No, not as a hero. Not as a hero. As a supervillain.
No!
Yes. So then you have somebody to take over once you're gone.
That's so horrible.
Exactly, because you're going to die of old age eventually.
Yeah, but like, would you rather die and know the world's going to be a better place with another super cool, good person? Or
like Titan once said in Megamind, no, you're not saved, just under new management.
No, Titan was a cool, cold line, but that's horrible.
horrible. Which one's Titan?
Titan's the dude that became the redheaded dude that became.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Yeah,
yeah. The one that's like, there's no Easter Bunny, there's no Queen of England.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever watched that movie fully.
Really?
Yeah. I've watched like quarters of it in like different segments, but I don't think I've ever watched the full movie.
I'm gonna be rude with you. Same.
Damn, neither of you have seen Megamind? I've probably seen,
like, all of it in sections.
Like, it's one of those things where, you know, you go on TikTok, you find, like, an entire movie, you just keep scrolling until, posting the next part. I think that's what it's been like with me.
Oh, okay. And then there's, like, the very shitty voiceover where it's, the man does this.
And the music in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
That's how I've, like, consumed a majority of, like, weird horror movies is just through that way. It's just, like, the man runs really fast towards the children. And it's like, okay.
Not even scary anymore because it has the stupid music in the background.
It keeps my attention, though.
Exactly. Yeah. It keeps your attention for a little bit, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Recently on TikTok, I've been seeing all those, like,
LeBron James,
exactly.
You are my sunshine.
Yeah, those things are so funny.
My only sunshine. Or what was it? Green?
Like, it's so stupid, but for some reason, it just keeps drawing me back in. Like, I just keep watching.
Oh, did you see, like, do you see the ball races?
Yes, all the time. Yes.
And then there's like, the country one, the gospel one, and it's just...
They're so
funny. The different genres of it, just...
Yeah. And then people are actually singing at stadiums.
I don't think that one's real, but I think they did do it during a warm-up. They just sung it.
Oh, man. That's crazy. It's crazy how, like, easily influenced things.
Now, the one thing with, you know, be it, like, the GOAT conversation and whatnot, how many memes does Michael Jordan have of himself? Like, two. And they're both of him crying, and I took that personally. LeBron has the most unhinged memes.
Yeah, but they don't touch Michael Jordan's memes.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Okay, so I'll ask a question. Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Michael Jordan.
Ooh, okay. I'm one of those people who are like, Michael Jordan, he's the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. The greatest individual player of all time. LeBron James is second in that, but because he's the best player of all time all around. Michael Jordan is, like, individually, if you were putting him on any team, he would do amazing. However, LeBron James on any team, he's making that team great.
Yeah.
But does MJ have a left hand?
Are we done with the 90s?
That's such a dumb conversation.
I know.
I've always been a LeBron lover. Till the day I die, I'll be a LeBron lover.
That's a dumb question.
But I'm just saying, he didn't have a left hand.
Yeah.
We are done with the 90s.
LeBron has trash teammates.
True.
Trash teammates, and he's won what, like 3 or 4?
No, it's 4.
Dude, yeah, he's won 4. I'm not gonna lie. If we don't,
okay.
Oh, I feel like it's this way though. If we're counting, if we're gonna be like, oh, he had trash teammates, but he still won. We gotta eliminate the Heatles. We gotta eliminate the Heatles. So technically, he has 2. If we were eliminating all the good teammates that Michael Jordan won a championship with, he has 0.
No, all 6 gone.
No, he made his teammates great. Think about it. Michael Jordan, his team, when he came there, they were
complete. Scottie Pippen would have been the exact same role on any team.
And same with Rodman, to be fair. He came from Detroit. He came in same role, role player. He was still fire.
He just played. Michael he's Jordan just that dirty rebounder.
He made those guys amazing.
Okay, he played with Steve Coltier.
Yeah.
Guess what? Steve Coltier was never great.
He brought these guys 6 rings. He made a team that would pull in 6 rings.
That's why the Jordan, like, the shoe is called 6 rings.
Yeah.
I get it now. Yeah. I never put that
together.
However,
I feel like one thing with Michael Jordan Glazers is that they're like, oh my God, he got 6 rings. He's got 6 rings. He played like 19 years, like, and 13 of those were losing seasons.
How many years is LeBron playing now?
21.
21? How many rings has he?
He has 4.
4.
Which is only 2 less.
And then he's...
But at the same time...
How many teams has he moved to?
3.
3 to win...
4 championships.
So he's been at Cavaliers.
He's been at a Cav, he's been a Laker, and he's been a Heat.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
He's won... Did he win 1 with the Lakers?
Yeah, he did. And then he won the bubble, and then two with the Heat and one with Cleveland.
Yeah, that's crazy, dog. Yeah. That's crazy.
He's managed to win.
Why would he
time?
Leave the Cavaliers?
I feel like it was one of those things where.
Carrying?
No, I feel like. Because I feel like it's kind of like the same thing where it's like people kind of shit on Kawhi for leaving the Raptors after they won because it was like, oh my God, why'd you leave after you just won a championship? It's just one of those. And like, same thing with KD. They're like, oh my God, why'd you leave OKC? It's just because you lost. Realistically, in some of those places, you have millions of dollars. There is jack shit to do.
Honestly, it's
like, it was like, I think KD has said multiple times, it's like, no, I love OKC personally, but like, as the standpoint from of a human, there's nothing to do there. I'm bored and I don't like living there.
Yeah.
However, playing for OKC, I would have played for longer. It's just that there's other places where I can go play and I'll actually enjoy living there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I feel like KD should not have left Golden State.
No, I don't see why.
That was the one that was confusing to me.
He left Golden State to go Nets, right?
Yeah.
He went to the Nets.
Ring chasing? Was he ring chasing?
No, the Nets never
were
close.
They offering?
I think they offered a trade or he went there in free agency.
Because they had Kyrie and they had Harden at the time.
No, they had Kyrie, I think.
They didn't have Harden?
No.
Harden came the season after.
Mm.
And they were like, oh my God, this is a super team. Kyrie, KD, and James Harden on one team.
They would have been.
And then they just kind of sucked.
They fizzled out.
Yeah, they fizzled out and now... Now we have Kyrie and Luka, which I still think is kind of crazy. We have Harden on the Clippers, which is even more insane. And KD is on the Sun. Like, technically, they went and made all their teams that they went to super teams.
Yeah.
However, minus the Suns, because they just are stacked starting five and shit depth.
I haven't heard anything about the Suns in a long time.
And then the Mavs are doing Mav things. I think they're like sixth or seventh in the division.
Mavs.
Or conference. And then... The Clippers are like top of the conference, like top three, top four.
Bucks,
I think. Actually, let's search this up. Let's go NBA standing since
because
we're having.
Bucks, they're doing the same they've been doing, are they not? Or are they?
Bucks are second.
They're doing well.
Yeah, they're second in the Eastern Conference. So how it goes is that top nine realistically because that's play-in.
Yeah.
Because top 10 usually is not making it past. So you got the Bulls, Sixers, Heat, Pacers, Magic, which is actually a pleasant surprise. Knicks, Cavs, Bucks, Celtics in the East. And then the West is Thunder, Nuggets, which have already clinched the playoffs. Whereas the Celtics clinched the conference. But you got... What the hell? Okay.
The Heat are fourth?
Heat are seventh.
Seventh?
Oh. Yeah, Heat are seventh.
Easy.
Nets are kind of trash, but I think this is going to be start of a rebuild season again.
Okay.
What's your team, Cyrus?
I'll be honest, I'm not too into basketball, but like I got to rep Canada, right? Toronto Raptors. But honestly, apart from them, I'm a big fan of Luka Doncic. I've liked the Mavs.
Okay, so we'll say a Mavs fan because honestly, Raptors are kind of. Like, sure, I root for the Raptors, too, but that's just because I'm Canadian.
Every
Canadian
roots for the Raptors. They also have a fallback team.
That's every year in, like, any playoffs ever. It's like, oh, well, I don't really follow it, but go Canada team. Yeah. Or, like, every year in the hockey, or in the Stanley Cup, it's like, I'm rooting for this team, but if they get out, I'm just rooting for the next Canadian team still in it, right?
Exactly.
So the Mavs, they're fifth.
Oh, yeah.
Lakers are ninth, Kings eighth, seventh for Suns, and then it's Thunder, Nuggets, Timberwolves, which I like that.
Timberwolves are at the top so far?
Yeah, Timberwolves
are
51 and 20.
They're doing too well.
I feel like it's just Anthony Edwards being in his bag.
They might fall apart in the playoffs is what I'm thinking.
I think...
It'd be nice to see him win, though.
Yeah,
it would be nice.
It'd be a great win, but I think they might fall apart.
Probably. Like, a lot of teams do that. They'll be, like, really, really good throughout the season, and then they'll just fall off a cliff because none of the players have playoff experience, except I think the only one on that team who has playoff experience. No, Karl-Anthony Towns.
Karl-Anthony Towns?
I don't think Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert ever went to the finals or, like, anywhere near the playoffs.
Donovan Mitchell? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane. And then Obviously, we know playoff Jimmy.
Playoff Jimmy, if he makes it, and then
if playoff Jimmy, if he comes, they're obviously
he's gonna like break a leg like the last day before playoffs. You know it.
No.
He's injured all the time.
Jimmy, no, he's
all the time.
Not Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy
Butler. The one thing
he's taking them to like finals.
The one thing I gotta say though, what if LeBron wins another ring?
If LeBron wins another ring.
Yeah, what if he wins another ring?
If he wins another ring, he has, who's on his team right now?
He has Austin Reeves, the goated white man of this century. AR-15.
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, everything has to go super well for them.
Actually, let's see their lineups here.
AD cannot get injured.
He's been holding up this season, though.
He's been doing well.
It hasn't been too bad.
Austin Reeves. Oh, okay. Another person
Austin
who's been going
Reeves
off.
Can't go on a cold streak. D'Lo needs to shoot.
D'Lo has been going crazy.
He has to keep doing what he's doing. And then...
I'm not going to lie. They've got...
That's all they need. That's all they need. And then all that will just circulate into a hot streak.
Like, if we get rid of their mid players, like Max Christie, Jackson Hayes, Taurean Prince... Like anyone who doesn't really care, you have LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Rui Hachimura, D'Lo, Spencer Dinwiddie, Gabe Vincent, Jared Vanderbilt, Austin Reeves, and Christian Wood.
But then we have to look at who they're gonna play against. That's the ultimate.
True.
Because like it's they will do well, but like if they go against like
if they go against the Nuggets again, they're cooked.
Yeah, if they go against like the Bucks.
Giannis
is a monster.
Ah, that's the thing. You never know.
Where are the Pelicans right now?
Pelicans, I think Pelicans are sixth.
Sixth?
Yeah. No. Zion's actually been playing games.
Yeah, that's the thing. Zion's a monster when he's plays. But, like, I don't think the Pelicans are beating a team like the Bucks.
It depends.
They don't do they have closeout shooters? Like,
do the Bucks have close-up
shooters? No, I mean, I know the Bucks have a shooter. I'm talking about, like, the Pelicans.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, they have, like, one or two.
I think they have one or two.
Yeah, that's...
Honestly. Like, me personally, I know the teams, and I know some of the players on the teams, but I don't know all... They got CJ McCollum.
Yeah. Who are you hoping to win the playoffs, Cyrus?
In basketball?
Yeah.
I could not tell you. Like I said, I'm not too into basketball, but... Let's go Mavs, I guess.
Mavs?
Yeah.
But to be fair, who do I not like? Like, I'm not a huge fan of... Golden State's not in right now, hey?
They're 10th.
Golden State's kind of falling apart right now.
They're fringe.
They're falling apart right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Ever since 2019...
The fall. Except they won.
They won one.
They won one in 2022 or 2021.
Yeah, which was crazy.
But that's because they had Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole is...
And then the punch happened and everything went downhill.
You gotta stop giving the narrative that Jordan Poole was the craziest. It's like he hit his prime.
Yeah.
When he started playing.
He's still not. He was nice with it, though.
When
there were women on the sidelines.
Oh my god.
He was nice with it.
Yeah, the funniest thing I like looking at is Jordan Poole pictures before he got traded, and then after he got traded, he's so just bad. Like,
oh my god. You know,
why am I in Washington?
When you bring your girl to a Golden State game, and Jordan Poole drops 0-15. Those memes are so funny to me. It's just like, oh, what a day. What a day to be alive.
Honestly, one thing about memes, I feel like we're in the era where, like, they don't expire anymore.
Memes, they just... You can just say whatever and it'll just keep going.
And it'll just resurface over and over and over again. They're so reusable.
You wanna know what I wish would go away? Skibbity toilet.
See, what's funny about that is I've never seen one in my life. I've heard about it. I've heard about, like, people hating on it, but I've never seen something like that in my life.
I don't know.
I wish I haven't seen any.
Craziest thing is YouTube uses it for ads for shorts. They will put... Like, I'll be watching a video on YouTube, and an ad will pop up, and it'll be like YouTube Shorts, and then it'll be playing a Skibidi Toilet thing, and I'm like, what the hell is this? It's just that one, because like it's deranged. It went from that one thing where it's like the fat Turkish dude and he's dancing and his belly's moving up and down, which people were like, oh, this is funny. And it's like Skibidi Bop Bop Skibidi Yes, and it's just that. And then it degraded into a Gmod presidential head popping out of a toilet that has mechs fighting them for whatever reason.
Honestly, it's just the people. Sometimes people just take it too far.
The craziest thing is, I think it's considered. There's like a syndrome attached to it now.
What? Is it like Skibidi syndrome? Is
it? Yeah.
Everything has a
syndrome. Wait, what did you say?
Skibidi syndrome. Several parental websites and Indonesian newspaper claim that Skibidi Toilet's violence and bizarre visuals may have a harmful effect for young children, dubbing it Skibidi Toilet Syndrome.
That's insane.
The Guardian dismissed such claims, labeling it as moral panic.
And they say violence is the problem?
No.
Kids, like, we used to watch, like, Transformers. You'd be watching, like, Transformers, and what is it?
Or even, I used to watch those, like, Lego stop motions all the time.
Yeah.
They were, like, super bloody. I'm like, and they were just like, okay.
Yeah.
But now I could just, I see a dude get slapped in the face. I'm like, oh, it's too
hard. Womp womp, I guess. But it's, like, just one of those things where it's, like, kids will repeat it so much, and I feel like it's just the iPad kid thing in general.
Oh man.
Like they watch that and then that's all they repeat, and it's like worrying. And then they yell at you when they try to take their iPad away.
What was that for us?
iPad kids?
Yeah, what was our like equivalent of that?
Probably the kids that put like glue on their hands and peeled it off. No.
No.
I don't know about that.
No. iPad kids. Oh. No, it's not kids who got their phones early.
I don't think.
Ray Butik was an iPad kid. Shout out to Ray Butik.
Ray Butik.
Oh,
I haven't seen the guy in forever.
He's still in Grand Cache right now. I'll probably see him in the summer.
I hear about him all the time, but.
All the time?
That's about it, yeah.
From who?
From people.
Oh, you know who it is? It's those kids who thought they were really cool, but it was just the nerdiest shit ever, and they were like, turn that mumble garbage off. And then they'd listen to, like, some YouTube song.
Oh, the guys who, like, what's their names? The kids that, watched, no, not YouTubers, no. They listened to, no, I was that guy. I listened to remixes of songs all the time.
Specifically, they'd listen to, like, Nightcore songs.
Yes!
Where it's, like, kids. Just the same song, but I feel like the only good one of those is like Rockefeller Street, and like that was the one that took over the internet for a while. Where it's like, okay, you know, Nightcore. This one's a little catchy.
Nightcore that was a different time, bro.
Oh my god,
that was a different time.
To be fair, a lot of like musicians nowadays, like I've seen from a lot of like rappers, like recently 21 Savage and Metro Boomin, they keep releasing like the same album or the same song, but like different versions of it, like either sped up,
oh my god,
slowed down.
That reminds me, there was a dude, I don't know what artist this was, but he released an album,
French Montana.
And there was four versions of every song.
Yeah. I think it was a total of what, like almost 100 songs, right?
Almost 100 songs, and it was just that it was four versions of every song.
Insane.
Like,
actually, speaking of Metro Boomin, Cyrus, whose side are you on for the?
You know, I'm supporting him. I'm actually like, I like Drake's music,
yeah,
but I'm not a fan of his character. I feel like he's like really, really like corny. he starts things with people all the time, and I'm just
the I smell pie ass, like all that all those memes.
That was terrible.
That's the definition of his character. And so I'm Metro Boomin.
We're coming up with stuff. What was it? He said this one thing he said had me laughing for 2 hours.
Two hours straight.
Shout out to Ashton if you ever listen to the podcast. He said Drake the type of guy to kiss his dad on the mouth.
That's valid.
I was in tears for 2 hours.
On the topic, those Drake like type of guy things, they were so funny.
They were.
Those memes were so funny.
Drake the type of guy to be like, Whoopsie daisy when he trips or something.
Drake the type of guy to start floating once he smells something good or
something. Drake the type of guy to talk about someone, and when everyone stops laughing, he's gonna be, he's right behind me.
Yeah, those were funny.
Oh man.
Oh.
Drake the type but of it's, guy to say,
it's crazy.
This town isn't big enough for the both of us.
But yeah, back to French Montana.
Oh,
yeah. He crashed Spotify for a little bit after releasing.
He crashed it.
After he released it, I think the album was called like Mac and Cheese 5. I don't remember the other four Mac and Cheeses, but I'm pretty sure he crashed Spotify for a little while, and it was kind of bad. I don't think anybody really listened to the album either. It was.
I don't think so.
I think it had a few good features, but like nobody really listened to it.
Let's go French. Where French Montana? There we go. There we go. French Montana. Yeah, Mac and Cheese 5, 2024 album. It's an hour. Or did he fix it?
I think at one, like when he first released it, he put it all on one album. But I think since then, he's separated them into like five or six different versions.
We have Mac and Cheese 5 slowed, Mac and Cheese 5 sped up, Mac and Cheese 5 acapella, Mac and Cheese 5 instrumental.
Who's French Montana?
You know the guy that made that one song, Sway Lee, Unforgettable?
Yeah, here. I'll mute the computer on this for the sake of we don't want to get copyright strike, but I will play Unforgettable and you'll recognize it immediately.
You'll recognize it instantly. Like it's a banger.
Imagine it's a song I hate.
You will not hate this. It is like a summer anthem. It is so good.
Summer anthem. I listened to, you know what?
After this song, I have something to bring up.
I recently I got out of, like last year, I got out of the AJR phase.
Okay.
They hit a decline, man. They're good, but they hit a decline. Like Neo Theater.
Yeah, they shouldn't. Okay, it's not picking up that stuff good. So, yeah, we can hear this, but they can't. Cool. Okay, this is it. This was 6 years ago, so you should recognize this.
I don't know. What I'm starting to realize on these podcasts, I don't know a lot of these things.
Dude, this has a billion views.
Like, Darian's, like, when Darian, you and Darian were talking about things, I was like, what are you guys there talking about? Oh, no, I was just stating you.
Here, I might just skip to the chorus.
You've never heard this.
Is it the... I don't know what I'm... I don't know.
That is shocking.
Really?
That is very shocking.
Like the girl mumbling at one point?
Let's see.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, see, I don't know what this is. I literally don't know what this is. I don't.
Don't worry, this summer I'll engrave it into your mind.
But yeah, no, he made that one. I feel like...
I'm hoping to. I was thinking about it the other day. I'm really hoping to.
Oh my god. Yo, camping is...
Hopefully we can get Lucas too.
Camping is awesome. That's a top 10 activity that honestly, I feel like people just don't do.
Honestly.
It's like camping. What the hell is that? Like,
camping is an experience.
But when you go with your friends, it's like the best thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, George said he ate the best he's ever had.
And he doesn't even eat much, to be honest.
What is he...
Sorry,
is
George.
George.
He listens to these. I was talking to him.
Actually,
yes, I was.
Yo, when let's I was, go, George.
When I was home on the weekend, I was talking to him. He listens to every single episode. Whenever he's out for work, he's like, "Oh, I'm so lonely." So he listens to all of these. He binges them all the time.
Damn.
Man,
shout out to George.
Shout
we
out
need
to George.
We should get George on the podcast
Hopefully,
one of these times.
I don't know how is he gonna travel out here one day.
I don't know. Maybe he comes to visit or something.
Walk?
He could probably walk.
He would do it too.
Yeah, he would.
It'd take him like 2 days.
We get George on the podcast.
He would enjoy it probably.
George, we want
George,
you on the podcast. But
George,
can't
if you
say anything that would get you canceled.
Yeah, he has a lot on his mind.
No, oh, like yeah. He's like, no, he's like.
Is he Ye Ye Monkey Boy?
No, Nene. Do you know who Nene Monkey Man is? Who is it?
That's Ethan.
Ethan?
Yeah.
Ford?
Ethan Ford, yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I thought it was Keegan.
No.
He's found SpongeBob?
Keegan is SpongeBob, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We found the origins of Nene Monkey Man.
I'm surprised you didn't know.
Nene Monkey Man's a war criminal, man.
Yeah, back to the music talk.
Yeah, back to the music talk.
I know this is like a hot topic around here.
Around here?
Taylor Swift is releasing a new album at the end of the month.
Oh, no. Not another.
Is anybody excited? Because I know I am.
Okay.
Are you a Swifty?
Yeah. Sometimes. On the right day.
I feel like some of her music is good.
I'm an old Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah, same here. Like everything after... Skirts, I wear. Everything before like 2018, I'd want to say.
Like, so it depends. If she comes out with bangers, like...
She has yet to come out with another banger since. Like, it's all just been sad white girl breakup music.
Like, if I hear something on the level of Shake It Off, I'm in.
I don't know, but like Antihero was kind of good.
I loved Antihero.
Lavender Haze, those were kind
of
bangers.
Antihero was okay. I'm more of like
Antihero is one of those songs where if it comes on the radio, I'm not shutting it off, but I'm not going on my way to listen to.
I'm more of an Olivia Rodrigo guy.
Honestly, same.
Bangers.
She's got that
jealousy.
She's got that little bit of like old 2000s like. Kind of like Avril Lavigne type
pop rock
type thing, and I kind of fuck with that. It's like, ooh, brutal. Vampire is pretty good.
Oh man, bad idea.
Like some of those, it's like, oh my god, these are actually kind of nice.
She cooks, bro. She cooks.
I think she's on tour right now.
She's on tour.
Yeah. I think she was in
her world tour going across the states.
I think she was in Toronto like a few days ago.
Dude, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
One of these days in my life, I have to go see her live.
Yeah.
Don't worry, fingers crossed, she'll come to Edmonton one day.
One day.
One day.
She comes to Edmonton.
I feel like one thing that's kind of crazy, though, is like a lot of artists are like, yeah, we're going to Canada. We're hitting Halifax, Toronto, and Vancouver.
Where even is Halifax?
It's in Nova Scotia. It's like, okay, yeah.
Not even a good Scotia.
This summer during the, I think it's around the Calgary Stampede time, mm-hmm. I think Party Next Door and Metro Boomin are coming to Calgary.
Damn. Oh, you know what's crazy? Apparently Shaq, or Big Diesel, did a thing at the Calgary Stampede.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That would have been insane.
That's interesting.
That would have been insane. Ugh. There's one person you guys want to see live.
Ooh.
So my answer every day of the week is Travis Scott. I think he is, he's a, like you're talking about concerts, right?
Yeah,
listen,
concerts.
I'm not trying to die, but I think his performing level is like all the way up.
That's
here.
As soon as you said that, I thought of the incident.
His shows are like immaculate. They are so fun to be around from what I've seen.
Even the Fortnite one, bro. That was insane.
Yeah, I remember vividly that day. Yeah. That was a few days before we went to grade 9, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and some other guys, we were in that lobby jamming out the whole time.
Insane. What about you, Sam?
Okay, I feel like in terms of just like music that I fuck with, it's gonna be Queso Band. Neither of you will know what that is. I'm 100% sure.
I don't know what Queso Band is.
I don't even know what he said.
He said Queso Band.
Queso, spelled. I'm pretty sure it's Kessou Band.
I was about to say. You mean Queso the Stranger?
No.
Can the stage even hold it?
But in terms of like. Performance, I want to say Foo Fighters.
Oh yeah, I'd say Coldplay.
Coldplay,
Coldplay is bro, that's a good shout,
bro.
That's
a very good call.
Paradise Live. Yeah. Oh, there's like there's this one time I saw where he got the whole stadium to sing.
Oh, damn,
amazing.
And it's nice because there's like no phones either, right?
Yeah.
I think that's one of his rules maybe for one of them, but like you're not really supposed to have like a phone around, just live in the moment type of thing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's amazing. Like Coldplay.
There's so many artists that are like, oh, I wish a lot more artists that we used to listen to back then still toured. Because like you never hear anything about like Foo Fighters and like a bunch of those bands tour sometimes.
Yeah.
But like I wish LMFAO was still doing tours.
Party Rock?
Hardy Rock Anthem. I feel like that would be crazy.
What's another guy?
Imagine going to a Flo Rida concert.
Flo Rida concert? A Pitbull concert?
Pitbull.
Andy Grammer?
Andy Grammer, yeah.
Will.i.am?
Will.i.am?
Will.i.am songs? Bro.
Pharrell Williams?
Pharrell?
Who?
Bro, this is... Who hasn't... I know this would be
Blink famous. 182 would be a crazy concert.
I know it'd be, but Cody Simpson?
I don't know who that is.
Hey, girl with pretty brown eyes. Whatcha? No?
No.
I've probably heard it. I just don't recognize it. Right?
Same thing. Like, same thing. Hold on. Let me search.
Drawing blanks.
What? What's his name? Cody Williams?
Simpson.
Cody Simpson.
He sounds familiar.
Or like another one, Meghan Trainor.
Megan Trainor. I've always hated
that woman. I think I've seen this man.
I have hated that woman.
You wouldn't like want to listen.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You wouldn't want to listen to No live?
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to play maybe, one and see if I know this.
I would get so upset just by looking at her.
No, this was 2 years ago. I probably don't know this. I'm clicking on random songs and see if I know them.
Like, yeah, I don't know what it is, but I just do not like Megan Trainor at all. Like,
Megan Trainor is eh.
It's like the name Delilah.
Don't even remind me. Don't even remind
me. Okay, no.
Yo, T-Pain live?
T-Pain would be pretty cool.
This is Lotta D. I've heard this one off of the... I saw one thing of the Cloudy of a Chance of Meatballs 2 thing. I know this one.
Yeah, oh. A banger. But like, T-Pain? What's your name?
Yeah.
Buy you a drink. I'm in love with...
Yeah, okay, now I know. It's crazy. That would be interesting.
I was like, there's no way you guys not know what this
Ooh,
is.
Ooh, Train.
Train?
That would be great. Hey, Soul Sister. Hey, 50 Soul. Ways to Say Goodbye.
Drops of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter
remember
is...
Remember when they would play those at, like,
dun,
grade
dun,
middle school
dun, 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 dun.
Bro, middle school dances were...
Oh my god. I got a crazy middle school dance story. So I think this was like grade 7 or something, grade 8 maybe. No, definitely it was grade 7. And there was this one really hot girl in my foods class and I was like, "Damn, she's so hot. It would be awesome if I like asked her out one time." And anyways, I went to this middle school dance, right? It was like a Halloween dance or whatever. Anyways, her friend drags her over to me and she's like, "Hey, she has nobody to dance with. Would you want to dance with her?" Keep in mind, I was like, oh my god, this girl's so hot. Like, it would be really cool if I asked her out on a date. I looked straight at this girl and was like, "No, I'm good." And walked away, right? And then, like, 5 years later, I was like, oh, fuck. She probably liked me too, didn't she?
Bag dropped.
Bag dropped instantly. Bag, I was
not
so
even
fucking...
A fumble, you dropped that on the ground.
That's, like, the mandatory... Hot girl likes you, you fumbled the bag.
Yeah, so that was probably your worst experience?
That was probably
what was
my
your
worst.
Best experience from a middle school
dance? Ooh, I think it was getting Country Roads to play over the speakers. I got the, like, this was a, I think it was a 7 to 12 school, right?
That's insane.
So everybody, and I got Country Roads playing and everybody was singing that shit.
Do you guys have super seniors?
I don't know. I was in grade 8 at the time, and I was there for 1 year.
Where my hug at?
Where my hug at?
Class. What about you?
I got your phone.
I think my most vivid memory.
The worst. Let's do worst first.
The worst? What's funny is it's probably the worst and the best at the same time. It was one of... It was grade 8, right? When we had our Halloween dance.
Oh.
At the same time, we were hosting our...
Oh, wait. Okay.
Our, what was it called? Haunted Hallway, right? First of all, the worst part was my role was terrible. I was some like scientist gone crazy or something like that. It wasn't very fun. But the best part was Judah's part, actually. He was in this like secondary, what was it? Computer lab, right? Yeah. His job was like bang on windows, scare people. This keeps going. He eventually, like as soon as like a whole bunch of people walk by, he starts banging a bit too hard. So then the glass breaks.
I punched through the glass.
Yeah. And then the glass was all over the ground. There was this kid.
Christian.
He went barefoot. And he stepped on all the glass.
Goes,
and then what happened after that was...
He goes, someone bit me. Like, me and George were banging on the door. I banged on the window, and then I heard a kss. I'm like, there's no more window, George. He's like, me and George just stared at each other in awe. Oh, it was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Is that the same one for you, or no?
My worst experience?
Because I'll be honest, to be fair, I don't remember a whole bunch of my dad's.
My worst experience? Probably breaking the window. The second day was pretty rough because, you know, got chewed out by the teacher.
Yeah.
But shout out to Mrs. McKay. Yeah.
A teacher danced with you?
No, never happened. No, but my best moment was it, how many girls did I dance with at a time?
There was a lot. There was like five, I think. I think four or five.
Five, six. Yeah, I danced with like six girls at the same time.
I remember.
Damn.
It was insane.
Okay. I think the one where I fumbled the bag is in contention with another one. We went to some random high school, some random other school for a school dance. It was like nobody knew each other. It was pretty much the grade 9 class went to this school dance. It was like 7, 8, 9, I don't know. And we went to this random school dance. It was out in the middle of nowhere in Sturgeon County. And by the end of it, they were doing slow dance songs, right?
Yeah.
And the principal of the school that I didn't even go to, was like, oh, these three ladies are looking for men to dance with. You three, you're dancing with them. And, you know, not to shame anybody, but like, this woman was bigger, and I had no interest at all. I was kind of like,
you weren't about it.
I was not about it. The craziest thing is, she asked for my number, and I was like, I am not looking for anything right now, and left.
You could have said I don't have a phone number. I know.
I was contemplating giving her.
I worked with someone. They know who they are, but I'll bring up the story. I won't mention names, but person was working at their cashier thing. And then this dude walked up to her.
I know what you're talking about.
Walked up to her, and he was like, hey, can I have your number? Do you have a number? And she was like, no. And this wasn't like an ugly dude. This was a good looking dude.
Damn.
And then he walked off, and then she came up to me and Ray when we were both working there at the time. And we were just in awe because of like, why? But it's a great move if you're like, you don't have a phone number, I guess no one can get your number.
I was about to say like Instagram maybe.
No, he just gave up after that.
Damn.
He just walked out. But yeah, Cyrus knows who I'm talking.
Yeah.
Shout out to you if you listen to the podcast.
Damn.
Okay.
But there was a mean streak that went through me, and I went the polite route and just said, no, I'm not interested in a relationship right now. I was contemplating giving her the number for Pizza 73.
Oh yeah, next question. What is your worst, like, what is the worst you had to reject someone?
Ooh. I think it was that.
I think mine?
Not many people. It's rather that or the one time a group of girls came up to me and said, ooh, someone's got a crush on you. And I went, that's for you to know and me to find out. So I was in the same class as them, and I was like, I don't really care.
Mine was actually the one day Cyrus didn't come to school.
I remember. Ooh. I know what you're talking about.
This, and then I deem this as the effect of when Cyrus doesn't come to school, something bad always happens.
Okay.
So, basically, I'm minding my business, grade 6, just getting back in from recess, right?
Uh-huh.
And this girl's friend comes over to me, and she's like, hey, would you ever, like, date my friend? And I'm like, no!
Just.
I screamed, no! This isn't it. I turn, she goes away. She's like, okay. I turn, where'd she run? Like 5 feet away, the girl's there.
You turn at her and say, no.
No, I didn't look at her. I said, no. I looked behind. She was obviously close enough to hear the conversation. Shout out to those people that were there that day.
Yeah.
Those who had to witness it.
She slapped you?
No, she didn't slap me. No.
What was the... then.
No, it was just me. It's just.
Wasn't she crying?
Yeah, she was. Yeah. She was in tears.
Judah.
Yeah. A lot of people know about this. Like
you made
even people from some of you knew about it, and I don't know. Maybe the no was that loud.
Oh, probably.
Okay, Cyrus. What about you, dog?
Yeah. What's your first
rejection? I don't know. There was this girl in, what was it, grade 8, I think. She was so desperate. She's like, please, please, please. She kept messaging me every day. I'm like, I do not want any part of it. She tried buying me stuff all the time. Like, no, I don't want any part of it.
I thought that was grade 9.
It might have been. Yeah. One of those days. Anyways, she kept inviting me to parties. I'm like, no, I don't want any part of this. I don't want any part of this. And then eventually one day, it's just like, I cut off. I'm just like, blocked her. And then she's like, she keeps talking to me at school. She's like, yo, why'd you block me? Why'd you block me?
Oh, no.
I don't want any part of this.
I kept feeding the delusion thing.
And he didn't help either.
I kept feeding him. I'm like, yeah, just talk to him. maybe he'll change his mind.
Because he was friends with her in their like group of the whole time too. Like I never really rocked with her or like the friend group that she was in, but
I was honestly just friends with everyone. I was just like,
that is true, yeah.
I was just like, I was always so like, maybe they'll change their mind.
Like everybody would talk to him all the time, anywhere. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
It was crazy. I mean, Judah's just a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy, as Kawhi would say. Okay, yeah. Okay, this is probably the last question.
Yeah, last question.
What is your greatest and worst field trip experience?
In high school? Dude, I didn't go on field trips in high school.
No, in like school.
In school. Okay. I was about to say, if you're narrowing it down to high school, I got to say like worst one planting trees, best one planting trees. It's not very exciting.
What did you do? What was the worst part about planting trees?
The fact that it was planting trees.
And then the best part?
That it was a field trip.
Oh.
Yeah. But, like, in school in general, I feel like my best one is it was a 3-day overnight trip, and we got to sleep over in the Royal Tyrell Museum, like, next to the T-Rex skeleton.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What about you, Cyrus?
We went to the Palisades in Jasper several times, hey?
Oh, yeah.
I think when we went on the – was it grade 8 or grade 9 when we went – just for like the boys and girls.
The boys, I think it was like grade 8.
I think, okay, but that one, I remember there was a lot of beef that time we went around. All because of the games. There was a lot of problems being caused because people were cheating and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no.
So, I don't know, that was pretty funny. There was a lot of yelling going on. Yeah. But my worst moment was probably I almost killed somebody.
What?
We went to the Palisades and I thought this was the funniest thing in the world. So I smothered a whole bunch of bug spray on somebody's pillow. I don't know if you know who it is, but a lot of it. And then his roommate in the same building snitched on me, and then I got in trouble for that. But that was definitely probably the worst. I feel like
that prank's a little bit harmful. Me personally, infinite shampoo where someone's rubbing their head and you just dump a little bit more. And they keep rubbing their head. And then you dump a little bit more, and it's like, why isn't it coming out?
That's insane.
Those bathrooms were so weird in the palace.
Oh, yeah.
People would just be walking in, like, while you're taking a shower. It's the weirdest stuff ever. Yeah.
Best experience, the grade 9 basketball trip, when we got to stay an extra night, that was sick. But there was also probably Palisades, when we had, like, the pillow war.
When was that?
We were grade 8, when this was when Thomas Foss was here. We were grabbing pillows from everyone's room and we put them all in one room.
I remember that. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
And then I figured out that was the same day I figured out I was ticklish. Because Thomas Walsh, he grabbed me and he started tickling me. And I was actually screaming. And then the worst experience on a field trip. Probably the hiking.
Oh my goodness. That was a fun trip too.
What
was so bad? Oh, your accident? Do you remember what happened in like the bathroom and all that?
What? Oh yes. So basically, I guess I'm gonna air this out now. Hopefully, Mr. Hills doesn't listen to this podcast or whatever. So basically, turns out I'm allergic to tree nuts. So this is
okay. So like cashews.
Yeah. So basically, I had one day I had a protein bar from Richard. Really, really nice. And in the middle of the night, I was sleeping. And then whenever, I had the reason to wake up because I didn't feel good. So I went to the bathroom because I knew I was going to throw up. So let's just say I wasn't fast enough
to the bathroom.
Oh.
No, I wasn't fast enough to puke in the toilet. So, basically, projectile vomit covered everything. It was like a pressure wash.
Oh, my God.
And I cleaned it up all that night. And no one knew about it. For a select few people.
Weren't we all away, like, at a little hike while
this happened? Was in the middle of the night.
This is at the night?
This was in the middle of the night. What else happened that was really weird in the middle of the night?
You arose. You got possessed, and then you started, he rose.
That's not true.
And that was...
Oh, no, actually, you know what's crazy? I never told you. I was awake.
Of course you were. No shocks.
I was lying down, and I went up. I thought something happened. I was like, oh, okay. And I went back to sleep. I never told you, but yeah, I was awake for that.
Damn. All right. Well, I think that's going to end the time here. It's been great having you on the podcast, Cyrus.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a dream come true, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Yeah, well, I'm Judah.
And I'm Sam. And we'll catch you next time in the backyard.